poppin'? What's good? It's your host, Jasmine, aka Jazzo. You already know. Welcome back to those that are tuning in again and those that are probably tuning in for the first time. Welcome, welcome. Sending you guys a whole bunch of good vibes out here, especially in this confusing world and time that we're living in. So you guys already know. Or maybe we don't know, but whatever we do know, I know that it could get pretty scary out here, but we've got this.
Excellent. Absolutely.
We've got excellent. This. So I want to keep everyone on the vibe. Let's take three deep breaths in through the nose, exhale through the mouth, another breath in, out through the mouth. One more time, and really mean it this time. Exhale. All right. And we're going to just keep it going, guys. You already know. Cha-ching, baby. So today's podcast, we're focusing on elevation, on growth, which they have two separate definitions, just to let you know. And we'll go with the first definition, which is growth. And growth, the definition of that is the process of increasing in physical size, something that has grown or is growing. That's pretty dope, right? And then we have elevation, which is the action or fact of elevating or being elevated, height above a given level. So I want to say both of them are great ways to describe one of the human experiences, which is going to the next level. You heard me? And the next levels usually are up. You never want to go down. You never want to go backwards. I mean, in thought, yeah, for, you know, like catch yourself in hindsight, not doing anything that you should be taking heed in, like that, for sure, 100%. Nobody should be out here repeating the same dumb ish they were doing before, because we're definitely not about that life. So with elevation comes a lot of different things, because sometimes people think you just grow in one part of your life, and no, it's not like that. You can grow in different parts of your life, and we always go back to the whole mind, body, and spirit, soul, you feel me? Because that's something that's really real, just like that. Those are levels in itself. And with anything, there's levels. You always got to start somewhere, right, to get to the next step. And it's nothing but a step to a giant, baby. So let me hear you guys give it up for yourself one time, maybe two times. It's a process, guys. Nobody has this shit down packed, like, at all, okay? Real masters of anything, no, they still haven't mastered anything. And that's a fact. I'm talking about whoever you guys look up to that really has all their things in a row and knows how to sail out north, south, west, east, all that good shit. You feel me? Maybe I need to be like censor myself, but nah, we gotta say things the way it is, because fuck that shit. Cause it's just what it is. So one of the things that I've realized, having a whole 9-to-5 job, you know, you usually are looking to grow wherever you're at. I mean, they talk about a lot of like the new generation and things like that, they just like leave jobs, like they don't even stay there for 3 to 5 years, which is usually the thing to do, to have done. But what the hell do I know? You feel me? I don't know. Maybe I'm, I don't think I'm in that Generation Z or anything like that. So, excuse me. Yeah. So with that being said, with work and those 9-to-5s, usually you're thinking about growing, but sometimes that ain't your flow, and maybe you're not going to grow in that position, and you probably have to take another step. Or maybe the growth is in dealing with people. You know, sometimes I feel like we take those things for granted, the things that seem so simple, and yet they're not so simple, because let's be real.
I hate you all so much.
Exactly. There's a lot of people that you could do without, you know, and they test you, and they test the inner God within us, because in order to be godly and to know that there's a higher power, we got to know that that lives within ourselves. And we have to make sure that we hold ourselves accountable for everything that we do, for everything that we say, for taking it up another level, for the elevation of self, right? Whatever that may be. You guys hear these New York City freaking cars? Yo, my bad. I really just can't stand them. They get me tight. Moving on, back to the basic. So with that being said, guys, yeah, simple things like people skills. Your people skills are something that is real. And let me tell you, a lot of people don't have it. A lot of people are not good communicators. A lot of people don't know when it's game over. You know what I mean? It's just like over for them. And you have to be the one to switch that whole energy around. And that is elevation. That means you are paying attention to what's going on and you're not just taking it personally. And trust me, a lot of people take it personally, and that could stop your growth. That could stop your growth 100%. Another thing that you can grow in is including on how you just take yourself more seriously. Maybe the way you're living in the moment, you feel like that's not serving you anymore. So you need to kick it up a notch, and you need to maybe, you know, follow through with letting go of these things and these people that do not help you get to where you want to be. Sometimes we don't really realize who we have around ourselves that may be hindering our growth because of the influence. Influence is something that is really real. Influence is, it could kill us in a sense, not physically, but I'm saying that too, depending on what it is, because you got to remember everyone's growth is different, and you may be way ahead of whoever else you're always around. And because of that, what happens is it slows you down. You can miss the windows of opportunity. Although we're always able to manifest things, we also have to know when it's happening, in the moment. You see, they talk about in metaphysics, they talk about time doesn't exist, right? We live in these moments. And the reason that time does not exist is because once you mention that time, you're on to another. Right? So therefore, there's truly no time. It's truly within the moment. And that's why they use those sayings like carpe diem and things like that.
That's what she said.
Hello. And that's real, guys. We got to seize the day. Seize the time. X that. Seize the moment. Seize the moment. Seize the moment for growth. Seize the moment to take yourself to another place, another dimension, elevation. Open up that third eye. Pay attention to that gut feeling that's inside, that feeling that gives you that sense of urgency, or maybe a vibe of feeling nauseous or feeling like weird, all kinds of like crazy shit that you don't know exactly how to articulate it, but you know that that feeling is one that's telling you to act on it. And you should definitely act on it. Don't be out here acting like you a foolio and you don't know what the hell you want to do with yourself. No, you know what you want to do. You know that the power is within you. You know that the power is all in mind, right? Because the all is mind. So anything that you do want for yourself, you can achieve. Now, another thing to really think about is writing things down. This is something that has worked for me, still works for me all the time. I even write in pencil, right? Because it's close to the earth. So, you know, on a spiritual level, you want to be as close to the earth as possible. That's where the pureness is, right? That's where it's not genetically modified. Hello. Can I get a hello, baby? You heard me. And that is key, guys. You guys got to be the ones. You got to be the ones to take yourself there. Excuse me. I was having a little thought. So another thing that can slow us down, the food that we eat, that shit doesn't take us to a top elevation. If we're not eating the proper foods, and I'm not telling anyone to be a fanatic of anything, because that's not my thing. My dad taught me not to become a fanatic of anything, because in life, you just never know where you're going to be and what moment, and you may have to adapt, and you don't want to have any kind of allergies or have any kind of preferences that may not exist. You got to survive, you feel me? And right now, we're truly living like survival of the fittest, because it's definitely not, you know, getting easy with a lot of the things that we're hearing, but we got this. If the ancestors have done this, we definitely have got this. So back to the whole point of eating right, drinking water, and making sure that your brain is functioning, people. Like, how can you grow if you're not getting sleep, you're not eating properly, so you're not getting the right minerals, you're not making the right vitamins, and on top of it, you don't even go and get sunlight. Yes, sunlight. We got to stress this stuff, because sunlight is heaven on the earth. That charges us up, guys. And in New York City, we need all the charge we could get, because you already know we're already end of July, going into August. Fall's going to be cool, and a whole lot of mofos are just acting a fool. So we got to really charge it up and do the right things. I don't want anyone to think that one person has all the right answers, because we can look up to many different people, and many different people have their own way of doing things. It's about taking a little bit from here, taking a little bit from there, and then putting your own spice on it after that. You feel me? You have to put your own spice. You can't just be out here thinking that one person is going to have all your answers. No, you're a different person. So for your growth, you may need sunlight all the time with spritz on your beautiful leaves, or you may need not a lot of sunlight, and need more water. You understand? I don't know if that works, but you guys get the gist. Every beautiful plant is different. Every individual soul is different, and the need is different, and the mission here is different. So I don't want to hear no ish about, oh, but my circumstances, you better start putting them firecrackers out there, letting the universe know that you're about to happen to the universe and not the universe happen to you. Because that's something that's very vital, something that I learned over the week, which is the universe happening to you, or are you happening to the universe? That was not a good sound effect. Maybe I should have did like another one, like, break through that bitch. Don't let anyone demean your passion, your vision, your sight in that vision. And it's really easy to do that, because there's so many people that are always telling other people what they can and cannot do. Yo, you could do anything you want. I text my son that today, sent them a text message, and I said, you can do anything you want, you know, never say can't. If anyone tells you you can't, don't even listen to them, because you could do anything. You just have to do it your way. And everybody's way is different. And I want to stress that, because I stress that to myself. Like, I have so many different things that I want to do, so many projects. And I don't know if it's the Gemini in me, and it, like, you know, be acting up. But I'm just saying. Nah, I get, like, scatterbrained. I'll just be honest. I guess scatterbrained, and then I have to come back and I have to regroup, and I have to read things and look at people that are doing things, that are putting themselves out there. And that's the difference with successful people. Highly successful people, they're showing up. And when I say showing up, they're not just showing up just for giggles and kicks. They're showing up for themselves. They're saying, you know what? Hello, open the door. I'm here, present. for myself. And that is the part that is the most important. You got to ring that bell and you got to know, open the door and show up, because no one else is going to show up for you. I was telling myself that today. I'm like, yo, I got to hit some more weights, because who's going to hit those weights for me? Not anyone else but myself. So highly successful people wake up in the morning super early, like cock-a-doodle-doo, exactly. Like it's nothing. Like it's not even a, I mean, I'm not going to say it's nothing. Trust me. They ass probably really want to, you know, stay in bed. However, when they see where their life is and how, yeah, we're blessed. You feel blessed. You feel blessed, because don't think that highly successful people don't feel blessed, and they just, not everybody's an overachiever. Some people just naturally, they are striving for more. They want to break these karmic ties, karmic generation curses that have been passed on by family to family. And they want to say, no, no more, no mas, no mas, no mas. That's not happening anymore, dude. Like, I'm going to take full control of my life and I'm going to be the example to the future family members to come in. Why? Because this vessel right here was really made to enjoy all the fruits of our labor. It's just the journey, and everybody's journey is different. So you wake up early, you show up for yourself, you make sure you prep your things that you need, whatever it is that you need that is going to make you successful and not leave you with excuses as to why you failed throughout the day. And trust me, there's still going to be moments where you're going to have your hiccups. And you know, that's okay. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Don't do that. I mean, hold yourself accountable, but don't beat yourself up. You know, I tell myself that too when I have my little cheats and all of that of food and things. I'm like, oh, girl, don't do that. But then I'm like, yo, shut up. Because I can do this. I'm going to do this again, and I'm going to do it better. You know, you just learn. You just keep on learning from it. And that's what I want everyone to take from this episode. We are each learning, and we are each on our own journey. We're learning on our own journey. And that is something that no one can take away from us. And sometimes it could be truly bittersweet and shit. Sometimes it's just bitter and there's no sweet. But remember, the sweetness is that if you have air in your lungs, then you can make anything happen. If you're functioning still, you can make anything happen. Don't limit yourself. As I said in another podcast, remember when you got your new apartment, your first apartment, wherever, your first anything that was your own space with your own rules? Remember that? And you didn't have anything but maybe a TV for the living room? And next thing you know, what happened? You didn't put yourself down and think, damn, I don't have nowhere to sit, a sofa or this. No. Say, yo, I'm going to figure out how I'm going to get these sofas. And next thing you know, you're freaking winning. And voila, you got sofas. And you got, voila, another chair. You feel me? And next thing you know, you're no longer sitting on your floor watching Love & Hip Hop, when that was a thing, because that was my life. Watching Love & Hip Hop, New York. And you're just chilling. And you're where you want to be in that moment. And then what happens? It's like the Most High just keeps spitting things in your ear, right? Because like I said, the all is mine. And it's like, oh, but what about that condo? What about that house? What about that book you want to write? What about that YouTube you want to start? What about that song you want to make? Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do. We can do anything. And I pay much respect to these people that are doing it out here and they're not selling their souls, you know, for the attention and things like that. Because that stuff is hard. It's hard to balance. But that's a part of elevation. You find the balance. Yeah, there's that part too, where you have to find the balance in life. If you're going to be doing one thing, another thing, or a whole new thing. And it's something that's really vital to remember. You can do anything brand new. You could do the same thing someone else is doing and do it different, fresher, tighter. Remember that. Different, fresher, tighter. And it is what it is. No one can stop you from that, because when it's meant for you, it's always going to be for you. And I want us to always remember that. It's open for everybody. Like, everybody could get this paper. Everybody could definitely make all this shmoney. No, there's no limit to what can happen. And it's not just shmoney. We're not just worried about shmoney. We are also, like I said, worried about making sure we're not living through life or living life in vain. You know, something I think about. I don't want to live my life in vain to my elevation and my growth. Trust me, there's been plenty of people that have tried my hand and my mind and my heart. You understand? They done pushed it all to the limits. And I guess, no, I don't guess. And I know, with all that being said, when I thought I was at my wit's end, nah, I wasn't. There was more. And guess what? I showed up. I was like, how you doing, Colin? I'm right here. What's up? Welcome. Yeah, it's doing better than ever. Thank you. Because that's how life is. Remember, people that are going to the next level, they have the down part, the part where you hit like that rock bottom, whatever rock bottom may be. Yeah, sometimes it's not as exaggerated as other people's rock bottoms, but that's also because they're not living those kind of lives. Yeah, at this point, you guys got it, right? So they're not living that way. Remember, I always say remember, because when you're going throughout your day, you need to remind yourself. You need to stop yourself and say, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Or do better. Do better. I tell myself all the time. I catch myself and I'm like, Jazzo, come on. Come on now, Jazzo. You can do better. And that's something that's real. Because I be having my ways. I have my ways where I just kind of want to just blow up. You know, and I know that I can't, because if I do that, that means that I am allowing whatever the vibe is take control of me, and I'm losing control, and I don't want to lose control. I've seen myself lose control, and when I've lost control, I the lesson was harder for me to even come back from. Look, I even stuttered. You heard? it's hard. And I want you guys to know that you could do anything. You can grow out of that. You could grow out of the attitude and stuff like that, and learn how to, I say attitude because that's one of my things, that we have an attitude, and you could just learn how to woo-saw it out and just get yourself centered and focused and to be better. Always remember that. So there, the balance is being aware, being conscious, and then the growth is knowing that you want more. This is good. You appreciate where you are at. However, you want more. There's more. You need to take yourself to the next level. Elevate yourself. Don't be average. Don't think average. When you think average, you stop yourself and you say, I'm winning. I'm always winning. Why am I always winning? Because I believe in self and because I know what I need to do for myself, right? So we got to make sure, one, we are intaking the right foods and proper agüita, water, in our system. Two, we're showing up every day for ourselves in the moment. We are showing up. And that also means in defending ourselves, okay? We have to defend ourselves, even if it's silently, from other people that say they love us, that do love us. They just don't know how to manifest their life, their true dreams and hopes and biggest desires. Therefore, they have to shoot us down because we make it happen and we are always winning. So that's that. And then the other one is, we have to also make sure that we are surrounding ourselves with that kind of frequency. You know, if you're into, I have mentioned, if you want to do a YouTube, if you want to do a podcast, if you want to do hair, if you want to own something, own a shop, you want to, I don't know, learn how to ride a bike. My thing in quarantine was learn how to do hula hoop, girl, boy, babes. Yeah, my whole thing was hula hooping. I wasn't good at it. And I said, yo, I'm not gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna pick up hula hoop and I ordered the hula hoop on Amazon, and it was blast off from there. I was just like, okay, I got this. And I be hula hooping now. Y'all can check it out on my Instagram, Jasmine_G_. Yeah, I'll be putting up some hula hooping videos. You already know. And yeah, so surrounding ourselves in that frequency, reading those books. I don't read the whole books of everything sometimes. Don't judge me. But I do have a lot of books, yo, and I do pick them up and I do open them up and I do put myself to read and I do go online and I look things up and I always ask for the Most High to open up my mind and open up my heart and my soul and just so like I could receive the information that is for me, the information that is going to help take me to the next level. And that is very, very important. And it's something that we can all do. Again, we have to protect ourselves. We have to protect our space. And we have to protect the future generations to come, right? We want them to know this already. We don't want them to have the mindset of the oppressor, of the hater, okay? Who the hell wants a freaking hater? Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that because the magic is within us. The magic is in here. All right? You guys gotta take it to the next level, which I know you can. I know we can. I say you, I say we because I am you. Don't get it twisted ever. You know, I'm here just exploring all the different parts of me. And if I can help one person and help them elevate themselves to a place maybe they always wanted to be there. They've always wanted to be there. And maybe they just never had someone tell them, yo, do it. Yo, you could do it. Don't limit yourself and don't even let none of that. Don't let that interfere with, I can do it. I got this. So you already know. Peace, love, and light. Tune in to your girl, your host, your favorite host, the best, Jazzo, Jasmine, Living Stoic. I have a lot of new things in store. And I just thank everyone that's been very supportive, loving, patient, and growing with me. Let's do this together because each one teach one, and that's a real thing. Mwah. Take care, everybody. Behave.